When we're feeling dry or thirsty, we know that we must have a drink, perhaps our favourite tipple. What do you do if you are feeling spiritually dry, empty, feeling far from God and Jesus? Hopefully through this morning's readings and the hymns, that they will help us to show us how Jesus can fill our emptiness and our longing for God. Jesus is facing hostility from the Pharisees in Judea, so he decides, along with his disciples, to leave for Galilee. It is too early in his ministry for confrontation. So to reach Galilee, he travels through Samaria in the heat of the noonday sun. And Jesus rests by Jacob's well. The disciples, having gone into Sychar, about half a mile away, to buy food. And Jesus is thirsty, but the well is 100 feet deep and he has nothing to draw up the water with. And suddenly, from the direction of Sychar, a woman appears. What is she doing out in the midday sun? But this is siesta time. She is either very disorganized or disorientated. It could be she did not want to meet anyone, being a Samaritan, a woman, and someone possibly marginalized. For Jews are supposed to have no dealings with Samaritans. Rabbis are not meant to speak to women outside at all. Rabbis had also declared it was not worth teaching a woman. It was also possible that the woman was a sinner and an outcast. Whereas Nicodemus, as we heard in last week's gospel reading, chose to come to Jesus by night, this woman comes in the heat of the day and meets him by chance. As we heard, the woman was surprised that a Jew was willing to speak to her, a woman and a Samaritan. Jesus asks for some water, and the woman lowers her bucket into the well and gives Jesus a drink. Jesus asks, what brings her out in the middle of the day? Thirst is her reply. However, Jesus saw beyond what she said and saw she had a thirst, one she could not quench. Perhaps Jesus learned from her of her five husbands that she had had and the man she was now living with. Was her thirst for love? Was it a thirst for acceptance? Was it a need to fill the emptiness within? Maybe nothing would satisfy her for long. She would again feel emptiness, a thirst that still needed quenching. And here she was, by chance, at the well of life. Jesus meets her at her own level and says, those who drink of the water that I give them will never be thirsty. The woman decided to humour Jesus and ask that he gave her such water, and then she would need not to come to the well. Jesus asks about her husband. From what he says, the woman decides he is a prophet and could solve her problems. Jesus tells her to worship God in spirit and truth. In response to this, the woman says we must wait for the Messiah to come. Jesus has now led her to where he wants her to be and says, I am here. I am he. Because the disciples return, the woman leaves Jesus, but then tells the people of Sychar about him. She becomes an apostle. Many Samaritans come to see Jesus and to also believe because of her testimony. Today there are many who thirst for life and feel empty inside. So many declare they are bored. The evangelist Billy Graham likens such people to beautiful cars with good engines wanting to go, but rusting away with boredom because they have nothing in their tank. They have a thirst for eternal life and cannot be satisfied with less. What do you think the psalmist means in Psalm 42 when he says, as a deer longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Let us look at it another way. Bill had tried everything to fill the gnawing emptiness that he felt inside. Whenever there was a time of quiet, the feeling of emptiness and worthlessness came upon him. He sought to escape into never having silence. Music, videos, computer games filled up his emptiness, but he knew it was still there. He tried to escape in thrills, in excitement, in sex and drugs, but underneath, the gnawing feeling was there. He felt alone and empty. One day, listening to the radio, Bill heard a poem by Francis Thompson called The Hound of the Heaven. The whole poem seemed to be about him, and certain lines he said struck home, especially these. All things betray thee who betrayest me. Naught shelters thee who will not shelter me. And later, lo, naught contents thee who contenteth not me. He realized his emptiness was because he had been on the run from God. In tears, this big, strong man committed himself to God in prayer. He started going to church and became a much more fulfilled and contented person. He became to love the Psalms, and in particular, Psalms 42 and 43. We all need to keep drawing from the well of life, which comes from God. And as a church community, we try and support each other in drawing from this well. Through study and prayer groups, different services and resources. But if we're missing something and need to add to these, please let us know so we can help you. So finally, let us pray. Lord God, our hearts are restless until they find the rest in you. Our whole lives we look for you, long for you. So come, Lord, and fill us with your Spirit. Amen.